Welcome to today's episode of IBM Says What. I'm Ahmed Usman.
I'm Elise Murphy.
And today we have Kenny Stein, who is an IBM Hardware Z specialist. Kenny has been with IBM for over 10 years, and he specializes in helping clients with IBM Z and making sure our clients get the full capabilities of it.
Welcome, Kenny.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's good to be here.
So I guess we can just go ahead and dive right into it. Does that sound good, Kenny?
Sounds great.
All right. So the Z17 just came out. I wanted to start with asking you, what's so great about the Z systems and who even uses Z?
Well, Z is practically in the fabric of everything that we do in a day-to-day basis. You know, you use your credit card, you book a travel reservation, all of those things, as well as, you know, the distribution market of goods moving around both the U.S. and worldwide, are all housed on mainframes. So mainframes are ubiquitous in banking, in retail, in healthcare, in everything that we do. So it's an extremely vital system, even though it may be not, you know, in the news all that often, but it is an extremely vital system to how we do business these days.
Awesome. Kenny, recently, as you know, there's a huge push in AI. Individuals that are using the Z17, how is that going to help with their AI workloads?
Yes. So the IBM Z17, we've been very focused on bringing AI workloads or analytic workloads to the IBM Z family for many years. Over the generations, we've introduced technology like single instruction multiple data, SIMD, back in the Z13. And each generation, we add bits and pieces more to bring or to open our system up to be more or to use more analytic workloads. So with the IBM Z17, not only do we have an integrated accelerator for AI built onto every chip that's in the system, we are also coming out with a Spire adapter, which will be a PCIe interconnected adapter that can be used for high speed and large base computational analytic workloads.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, a lot of my customers, they use Linux. So I know the Z17 uses COS, but how can my Linux clients take advantage of this new system?
Absolutely. IBM Z is an excellent platform as Linux. As the marketing folks would say, Linux is Linux is Linux is Linux. It doesn't always care where it runs, just as long as it has a home. And IBM Z, over the years, we have really developed our Linux footprint, including the introduction of a platform called the IBM Linux One, with the Emperor 5 being introduced with similar technology, the same technology as the IBM Z17. Now, these servers have the unique ability to consolidate massive amounts of x86 footprints onto their up to 4-frame footprints. So a fully worked out Emperor 5 at 208 IFLs could have thousands of x86 servers. We see consolidation ratios, you know, as small as 2-to-1, but as great as 20-to-30-to-1, depending on what those servers are doing. So there's a lot of great potential for Linux on IBM Z, as well as Linux on the Linux One platform.
And what would you say the biggest difference between Z17 and Z16 would be?
Ooh, so from a footprint perspective, the Z16 and 17 are going to look very similar, with the exception of the doors. The marketing team always makes the doors look different and pretty. But the internals of those systems are vastly different. We're working off the same architecture that we used on the Z16, but we've really changed the way that it interoperates within the system. We've introduced things like 4-port FICON and 2-port networking express cards, which allows us to consolidate almost half the number of FICON and half the number of OSA cards that we would have had on previous generations. We also are introducing increased AI technology with the Spire adapter, with faster accelerators on the chip, as well as an overall increase in our I/O infrastructure's bandwidth, an introduction of a new accelerator we're calling the Data Processing Unit, or DPU, which is allowing us to adopt even more newer technology in the I/O system. So there's a lot of change there. Yeah.
Very cool.
Very, very cool.
And, you know, security is ever increasingly important, probably now more than ever. Is the Z17 really that much more secure than its competition?
So the Z17 has the ability to be one of the more secure platforms in your infrastructure. We have adopted things like quantum resilient algorithms. In fact, NIST about a year ago put out a standard to say what algorithms they're going to use to base a standard for quantum resilient algorithms, or what IBM marketing would call a quantum safe algorithm. And of the four algorithms that were chosen to create that standard, IBM was three of them, and two of them are implemented on the IBM Z17. That's Crystals Kyber and Crystals Dilithium. On top of that, we have the cryptographic cards, which allow us to do very secure computing, both secure key and protected key operations. And we have a lot built around how we can harden our system. We've integrated security into all different aspects, into encrypting our firmware, encrypting lines of memory as they leave the processor and get stored other places in the system, encrypting things as they leave the system through fiber channel endpoint security and other technologies. And I could go on and on and on and on and on. Security is a big focus, and there's a lot around it. So it is a very securable system.
Awesome. Kenny, last question. Is there anything that you would want people to know about the Z17 as we wrap up?
I would say the Z17 is a great system because it's going to help achieve a lot of clients' goals when it comes to how they envision their data center. From the reduced footprint capabilities because we can consolidate I/O, to the introduction of new AI technology, we really kind of got a twofer there where we can bring down the footprint that people are using while still giving you the same amount of power and the same amount of capability that you had in the past, and expand your AI goal, because truly AI is going to be in everything and we go into the future. And so being on the forefront of that, the 17 is going to really help clients position themselves for the future, especially as we move into more crazier AI things.
No kidding. Well, thank you so much, Kenny, for joining us today. And thanks for giving our listeners a taste of IBM's newest Z system, Z17. Yeah. That was awesome. Really good information. And that wraps up today's episode of IBM Says What. If you have a Z system you're interested in upgrading, or you'd like to learn more about the exciting new IBM Z17, please feel free to reach out to us. Also, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and catch us next time. Until then, keep your system strong and your questions smart. Thanks.